Welcome back to another episode of Shine Bright with Sabrina, and I'm your host, Sabrina Shine Williams. And today's episode is particularly close to my heart because it's about starting over. We're going to talk about why you should start over. The reason why this is close to my heart is because I had the idea of starting a podcast a couple of years ago. It was actually on my vision board, start a podcast, start a podcast. I didn't do it. Then I met someone who encouraged me to start a podcast, and they had in their mind what this podcast would be about. And I was so excited because finally I had somebody kind of pushing me towards my destiny of what I wanted to do originally. So I started this podcast. And when I started the podcast, I started it with the angle of just bringing on different organizations and entrepreneurs. And I realized, but I also want to talk to the listeners about up-leveling their thoughts, their belief, because my mission is to empower women and men that are ready for their next phase of life to empower them to take that step to move forward. I want you to be more interested or feel more, what word do I want to use? Or feel more empowered to show up as your authentic self. I tell you, once I did start this podcast, I stopped. I didn't do any more recordings because I had all the excuses in the world. Okay. My excuses were, well, it's not professional like the other people. It doesn't have all of this pretty sound. The music may not be right. I need to be able to edit out what people are saying. I had all these excuses, okay, of why I did not continue on the podcast. But then I had to remember, I just have to start. I got to start somewhere. Until I start, I won't know what I need to do to revise and keep going on. So there's somebody out there that wants to do something. There's something in your heart that you want to do, but you haven't started. Or better yet, maybe you're like me, because there's some things that I wanted to do. I started, get so far down the road, and I stop. I start, then I stop. Transparent, I stopped sometimes because I was afraid. There was one thing that I was doing, and whew, I saw where it was going. I saw the growth. I knew how big it was going to be. It scared me, y'all. It terrified me. It terrified me to the point where I went back and said, nope, let me go sit down. And then in my heart, I've just been aching and aching. It's like, I really want to do this. And I've been hesitant. So lately, I've been on this start again. You can begin again, and it's okay. Because it blows me away that I spent 20 years in human resources. And as a senior leader, I've created and implemented multiple company-wide initiatives. Okay. I've managed, advocated, and presented to over 5,000 employees, and I earned my executive MBA with a 3.9 GPA. And it amazes me that I am a U.S. Army veteran and I spent years protecting our country. Some people may know that I actually co-authored a book called Take Your Power Back. But what some of you don't know is that owning my power wasn't always my story. There was a time that I was stuck in bed. I wouldn't talk to people. I wouldn't leave my house, and I forgot my value. My company was downsizing, and I got laid off, and this devastated me, okay? I had just come back to work after being out on a leave of absence for my mother's chemotherapy treatment and my uncle's funeral. So I was distracted, I was lost, and I was grieving. And I tied my identity into my job and my job title. So when I got laid off, I was lost. I was like, oh my God. I felt like I had lost everything. I had allowed my job and my position to affirm who I was as a person. But the truth of the matter is, that was just how I was using my gifts. Any gifts that we have, we all use them in different ways. And I was using them at my job. The things that I created for them, I created it at multiple organizations. So every organization that I went to, I've always just believed in giving 110%. And I've always looked at things and I can see where there's gaps, where there are room for improvement. That's one of the things I love. When I talk to people, sometimes they ask me questions, Sabrina, blah, 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 blah. And I can easily just see it and say, okay, well, you forgot about this, this, and this. Well, what about this? So I enjoy helping people see things that they can't see. That's part of what a coach does. A coach is supposed to help you see the things that you can't see. Because a lot of us are down in the forest. You can't, what they say, you can't see the trees for the forest. So sometimes you are down in that forest and you don't realize that there are a whole bunch of trees around there, and you need somebody to show you those trees and point the way out of that forest so that you can move on to where you're supposed to go. If you have ever been in a position where you forgot who you were, you forgot your value, you forgot you were worth anything, you may understand where I'm coming from. And if you've never been in that position, whoo-hoo, so good for you. I hope you never make it there. And if you do happen to end up in that position, remember that there is a way out. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay stuck. See, what happened is I've met so many amazing, talented people that have just said, forget it. I'm done. I'm not doing nothing else. I'm tired of it. A lot of times it's because they've been beat up. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. They've been in places where they haven't been appreciated. Their voice is not heard. They've been minimized. They've been told you need to shrink. You don't need to show up. So I'm here today to tell you, no, you don't need to shrink. You need to expand. It's your right to thrive. You don't have to just survive. I want you to thrive and show up as your greatest person on this earth. It may not be easy. I understand that. You may have to start over several times. I understand that. I just want you to remember that it is possible to achieve the goals that you have. First thing you have to do is remember what is it that you want to do. Envision that thing. See what it is that you want to do so that it can come to fruition. Believe in that thing that you want to do. Believe that you can do it. It may be very difficult, but you can do it. I believe that you can do it. You may have to start over again and again and again, but that's okay. Because your success is on the other side of one more try. So you just have to keep trying, keep going, and don't give up. As you're on this journey, I want you to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for any mistakes you've ever made. Forgive yourself for not starting over sooner. Forgive yourself for just being up on yourself. Be your own best friend and be your own advocate. So I want to leave you with this. Your starting over has nothing to do with anybody else. It's about you, your goals, and what you're looking for. I want you to shine bright. Shine as bright as you want, because your shining bright doesn't dim anyone else. Actually, us shining bright together makes the whole world brighter. Okay? Because we shine brighter together. I want you to go out there, shine bright. Is there something that you want to start? Is there something you've started and stopped and you need to begin again? If it is, drop it down in the chat. Let me know what it is that you have started and you may have stopped but want to start over again. This has been another episode of Shine Bright with Sabrina. I want you to remember to like, subscribe so you'll know what's coming on. Leave a comment down in the chat. If there's anything in particular you want to talk about, you want to discuss, leave it in the chat. I can be found at www.shinebrightwithsabrina.com. That's where all the podcasts will be. Also, I will have the podcast on YouTube at Sabrina Shine Williams. You can contact me on any of the social medias at Sabrina Shine Williams. And I want you to remember that together we shine brighter. Stay inspired, stay connected, and until next time, shine bright, because together we shine brighter.